Colombiano, written by Rusty Young and read by Brian J. Ramos. They came on a Wednesday to execute my father. Looking back, I should have sensed something amiss during morning mass 3 days earlier. The new priest's maiden sermon had left the congregation divided, some bored, some irate. Never a good omen in a small Colombian town. When the congregation rose to leave, Señor Muñoz, the father of my girlfriend Camila, paused briefly in the aisle and leaned towards Papa. "May I talk to you outside?" Glancing at me, he added, "In private." I was 15 years old and in adolescent limbo, not old enough to be included in adult discussions, yet not young enough to run off and play. While the grown-ups talked, I stood shiftily on the church steps with Camila and my best friend, Palillo, waiting for them to finish. Palillo, or Toothpick, whose real name was Diego Hernandez, liked provoking trouble. He liked pushing others into it, then running around them in figure eights like a dog in long grass. He now draped his arms over our shoulders, placed his hands behind our heads, and twisted them towards our fathers. They were deep in conversation, breaking only to scratch their chins and cast significant glances our way.
"Bilao," Palillo declared gleefully. "You two are so busted."
"Don't listen to him, Pedro," said Camila, shrugging out of Palillo's grip. "If my father was going to snitch, he'd have said something to us first."
Camila was younger than us and magazine beautiful as always, despite a hangover from the previous night. While Palillo made it his mission to stir up my life, Camila worked to reassure me. She had a magical way of protecting me from the world without criticizing anyone else.
"They're staring at you, Pedro," Palillo insisted.
"At all of us," I countered. I was prepared to accept my share of the blame for the previous night's party. Although it was Palillo who demanded we drive down to the rope swing tree, and Palillo who'd produced a bottle of Cuban rum and pressured Camila to skull
"just one more shot"
6 more times.
"They're probably trying to figure out who buried Farmer Diaz,"
Camila said, using her thumbs to smooth out the creases on my forehead.
"Or discussing the new priest's sermon. Wasn't it pathetic?"
She continued speculating, I continued frowning. I knew Camila's father held me in begrudging esteem. So long as I respected his curfews and his daughter's chastity, he would tolerate me. The trouble was, I hadn't obeyed last night's curfew. Palillo had insisted Camila would be fine. They lined their stomachs with milk. He said he would take personal responsibility, but come 10 o'clock, I was the one left with an inebriated girlfriend and battling a dilemma. Drive her home on time but stumbling drunk, or wait until she was at least somewhat sober.